We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Gracious viewers, it's a joy to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, it's Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaoda Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation donates $4.7 million U.S. dollars to the Grameen Foundation. In cultural news, farmers in Israel unearth a Byzantine monastery. In animal welfare news, the United Kingdom public helps rescue Fergus the Bull. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 17th, is Syria's Independence Day, observing its autonomy attained in 1946. Located at the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea, Syria has five United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Among them is the ancient city of Damascus, which is one of the oldest cities in the Middle East. The Great Mosque of the Umayyads, a monument constructed in the 8th century, was considered by Muslims in the Middle Ages to be one of the wonders of the world. Another magnificent location is the site of Palmyra, which was one of the most significant cultural centers of ancient times. Its art and architecture combined Greco-Roman methods with Persian and local influences. We wish the splendid citizens of Syria a memorable Independence Day.
Hawaiian News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from India. On March 31st, a tornado with winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour moved across Orissa State in eastern India. 15 lives were lost, at least 200 were injured, with as many as 4,000 people throughout several dozen villages being rendered homeless or with homes damaged by the hail and rain that followed the windstorm.
On 31st March at around 4:30, a tornado suddenly came with hailstorm. It lasted 3 minutes, but it made a huge destruction in 11 villages, where already 16 people is dead and around 1,000 houses has been uprooted. So all the trees which were there have been fallen down on this hurricane, and we have to take our ODRAF team to cut those trees and enter into the villages.
While the local government had been able to provide some food supplies and financial compensation for crop losses to help meet immediate needs, Supreme Master Qinghai on April 2nd had donated $15,000, sending her love, sympathy, and prayers for the victims. The donation could purchase an equivalent of $238,000 in supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in India. Supreme Master Qinghai also offered to reimburse travel and related expenses if needed. In this case, our association's relief team from Formosa, or Taiwan, in India was able to cover these expenses.
Upon arriving in Orissa, the joint relief team purchased and transported rice and other basic necessities to the most affected Kendrapara district. Local residents helped pack, load, and distribute the much-needed supplies. By nightfall, the villagers, especially the children, had enjoyed a hot meal. They were glad and grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for the aid that eased the burden of losing their homes and harvests.
Thank you for Supreme Master.
We thank the local governments and relief workers for their diligent efforts to meet needs of their co-citizens after the tornado. We join the storm-affected residents in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional and timely help, and we also send appreciation to our association's relief team for their efficient work. Our prayers for the swift recovery of the Indian people to the comfort of their daily lives as we look forward to the day when kindness prevails and destructive events such as these subside.
Germany delivers aid to the Philippines. The German embassy in Manila has announced funding for an emergency relief operation in Caraga Project, which is dedicated to improving the lives of around 1,200 families through humanitarian aid for Mindanao's island Caraga region, which was heavily affected by natural disasters such as floods and landslides earlier this year. Food, medicines, and other necessities will be delivered to the families in need. Heaven smiles on your generous nature and caring spirit, Germany. We pray for the lasting safety of the Philippine people and that calamitous events such as these soon lessen as we expand our kindness and consideration for all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Hungary's new prime minister takes office. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Gordon Bajnai was formally voted in and inaugurated by the country's parliament. The Prime Minister, who has served previously as Minister of Economy, also appointed 6 new cabinet members to serve during his interim term. Congratulations, Prime Minister Bajnai, on your new role. May your leadership serve the highest goals of the great nation and people of Hungary.
U.S. offers financial support to Lebanon's economic reforms. To further support Lebanon's economic reforms, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is donating $50 million U.S. dollars as part of a total $250 million U.S. dollar commitment to help the nation repay its sovereign debt. This agreement is in addition to the U.S. government's contributions of $175 million U.S. dollars to Lebanon since 2007. U.S. Agency for International Development and United States, our thanks and providence bless your benevolent assistance to brethren in Lebanon. We wish both your nation's prosperity and harmony and friendship.
Listeriosis outbreak in Chile confirmed. The bacteria Listeria monocytogenes has recently caused 3 fatalities in the Chilean capital of Santiago. The country's public health ministry confirmed that investigations were underway to determine the source of the contamination, which is particularly dangerous to expectant mothers and those with weakened immune systems. Various animal-based food products were being tested as suspected carriers of Listeria, including dried meat, chicken, pork, pate, ham, and bologna. Last year, contamination by the bacteria was eventually traced to a brand of soft cheese after 119 people fell ill and 5 lost their lives. Chilean Public Health Ministry, we are grateful for your efforts to protect public health as we offer our heartfelt sympathies for those who have lost loved ones. Through increased appreciation of the healthy and compassionate plant-based diet, may such unfortunate occurrences soon be a thing of the past.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just 1 serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion U.S. dollars a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion U.S. dollars. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion U.S. dollars spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion U.S. dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal.
Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones in saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SOS.
Dante the cat refuses meat. When Becky Page of Tassburg, England rescued Dante, he was near starvation. Her initial efforts to feed him did not succeed as he refused the fish and chicken she offered him. Miss Page stated, "Just when I thought nothing would work, I caught him woofing down a plate of vegetables that I was going to throw out. Since then, he won't go near anything fatty and prefers the things I grow in the garden. Cats that are veg can thrive, generally needing only a supplement of certain nutrients to their diet, with a famous example being the vegetarian lioness named Little Tyke. Dante's favorite foods include melon, bananas, broccoli, rhubarb, asparagus, zucchini, and Brussels sprouts." What a remarkable cat indeed. Bravo, Dante, for showing us that felines can also thrive on a gentle meat-free fare. We wish you and all our veg animal companions long, healthy, and happy lives.
Save our planet. Caribbean aquatic life endangered. Overfishing, climate change, coral demise from disease and bleaching, and pollution from industrialization on the coasts are causing a continuing cycle of decline in coral-dependent fish populations in the Caribbean, says a new study from Simon Fraser University in Canada. The report examined many past studies of coral reefs and concluded that as fish populations decline, so do the reefs, which in turn leads to further loss of fish. A study by the International Union for Conservation of Nature and the South African Institute for Aquatic Biodiversity shows that human activities in urban development are also threatening freshwater wildlife in southern Africa with extinction. Our appreciation researchers at Simon Fraser University, International Union for Conservation of Nature, and South African Institute for Aquatic Biodiversity for informing us of the fragile state of our aquatic co-inhabitants. Let us quickly work towards preserving these precious beings as we are reminded of our interconnectedness with all life on Earth. At the March 2009 SOS Save the Planet Climate Change Conference in Jalapa City, Mexico, joined by Mexican dignitaries and many others, honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference about the fastest way to restore the balance of the ocean's waters.
Scientists have found that this very small fish even, very small fish, plays a vital part in restoring oxygen to the water, which is necessary to support other life forms. So every being on earth and in the sea has value, no matter how small they might look, and something unique to do on this planet. It is our ignorance of this balance and the preciousness of all life that has contributed to our global danger right now. Vegetarianism or veganism is the quickest way to correct the imbalance if everyone is vegetarian. Better still, vegan, I mean animal-free. Having an animal-free diet, then there is a different outlook, different conception for development of all kinds. In our case, it will proceed with compassion and care, which is what we need to restore the wonders of our marine life.
Save our planet. Organic farming benefits outweigh conventional monocropping. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin in the USA have discovered that organic produce farming methods, which involve planting multiple crops, are more advantageous than the conventional method of planting one crop, also known as monocropping. The 13-year study found that besides their environmental benefits, diversified, rotational, and organic farming practices are also actually more profitable. Hats off, University of Wisconsin scientists, for this important study showing us that we can better sustain ourselves through organic means. Let us all step toward supporting such practices for our own vitality as well as that of the planet.
Save our planet. Saudi Arabian expedition studies marine ecosystem. As part of a collaboration with the National Commission for Wildlife Conservation and Development of Saudi Arabia, the U.S. National Coral Reef Institute, and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, a group of Saudi researchers with the Khalid bin Sultan Living Oceans Foundation of Saudi Arabia, have embarked on an expedition to explore the rich biodiversity of the Red Sea off the Farasan Islands. Their goal is to study different habitats in this geologically unique area to assess the condition and health of the marine life and reef systems for worldwide conservation purposes. Khalid bin Sultan Living Oceans Foundation scientists, we applaud your efforts to bring increased environmental awareness. We look forward to hearing of the discoveries from your fascinating journey, which could greatly benefit marine life in the region.
Save our planet. Germany bans genetically modified maize. On Tuesday, Germany's agriculture minister, Ilse Aigner, announced the banning of genetically modified MON-810 corn, saying that it is harmful to the environment. This decision is in line with similar rulings already in place in countries such as France, Austria, Hungary, Luxembourg, and Greece, who have also banned the corn. In a separate study, the Union of Concerned Scientists examined peer-reviewed academic studies and concluded that despite claims saying they are a solution to world food shortages, genetically engineered crops do not produce significantly higher yields. Minister Aigner and Germany, we appreciate your proactive safeguarding of public and environmental health. Blessed be yours and all lands in growing healthful crops, harmonious with sustainable green living.
Save our planet. A new study by U.S.-based Microsoft computer company finds that downloading software electronically reduces emissions by up to 88% over the packaging and transportation required for storefront purchase.
Save our planet. Mayor Boris Johnson of London, UK, announces a goal for the city to become an electric vehicle hub with plans that includes a convenient infrastructure of charging stations across London's public streets, car parks, and shops.
It's Herman the Horse here, a happy vegetarian on an animal-free diet. I have a tip of the day. A good way to save ripe bananas for later is to peel them and put them in a container and place them in the freezer. That way, when you have time to make vegan banana bread or a yummy fruit smoothie, you'll be all set. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, it's time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates $4.7 million to the U.S.-based Grameen Foundation. Part of the contribution will be used to improve medical care services in Ghana through utilizing mobile phones. In this way, nurses will be able to quickly communicate data and thus decrease the time needed to fill out paperwork. Uganda will also be allotted funds to support the use of mobile phones, which will enable vital information to be conveyed to agricultural workers. Grameen Foundation President and Chief Executive Officer Alex Count said, "We hope our initiatives in Ghana and Uganda will show how basic mobile phones can be tools for providing services that benefit the rural poor and other disadvantaged communities. Our accolades and appreciation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and God bless your generosity. Also, many thanks, Mr. Alex Count and the Grameen Foundation, for your thoughtful work in helping our African brethren. May many lives be enhanced through these caring endeavors."
In cultural news, Israeli farmers digging in the hills near Jerusalem unearth a Byzantine monastery. The church is believed to have been built between the 5th and 6th century. Archaeologist Mr. Daniel A. Moore, director of the excavation on behalf of the Israel Antiquities Authority, said that this finding will add to our understanding of Christian Byzantine settlements in this area. About one-third of the monastery has been uncovered, including beautiful mosaics adorning the church. Thank you, Mr. Daniel A. Moore and Israel Antiquities Authority, for the exciting glimpse into the rich and beautiful cultures of the past. We look forward to hearing more about the spiritual people of ancient times. Up next on Noteworthy News, the public in the United Kingdom helped save the life of Fergus the Bull. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More peace-filled news on Supreme Master Television coming up.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a kinder world. In animal welfare news, Fergus, a beautiful bull in the United Kingdom, is saved. Members of the public, including our association members from the UK, heard via the internet that the life of Fergus, a 2-year-old Highland bull in Cambridgeshire, was in danger. Through a phone calling and emailing campaign, the human caregivers of Fergus were persuaded to let him spend the remainder of his days at the Hillside Animal Sanctuary in Norwich, in the northwest of England, which specializes in rescuing farm animals. Fergus has settled in well and has already made friends with another Highland cow called Blondie. Our gratitude and heaven bless all the kind-hearted people who helped Fergus get the opportunity to live in peace and safety. And sincere thanks, Hillside Animal Sanctuary, for your noble work. May all our co-inhabitants be loved and protected.
And now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Oxygen Discovery.
The science teacher was telling the class that oxygen is really necessary to all life. Without oxygen, there would be no life at all. Now, imagine it was only discovered about 100 years ago. John raised his hand and asked, "So how did people live before it was discovered?"
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for being on Earth and doing what you do. I can imagine how dark and hopeless life would seem if it wasn't for your uplifting, wise presence here. The teachings are desperately needed, and television is a powerful way of spreading them. Thank you for bringing light to the world. Matt from Vermont, USA.
Hi, Matt. Your touching note is much appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously replied to you.
Blessed Matt, thank you, love, for your kind and comforting words. May you always remember God and Heaven's grace. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be endowed with ever more upliftment of spirit. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In his first visit to China since taking office, New Zealand Prime Minister John Key met with Chinese President Hu Jintao and discussed enhancing bilateral relations in areas such as climate change, education, and resources.
To relieve issues like food insecurity and climate change, Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai is urging Africans to speak out for better leadership.
A study of 500 runners in Australia found that exercise can help alleviate depression, with 90% or more of the participants noting that it elevates their moods and energy levels.
Al-Quds Radio launches Palestinian Prisoners' Voice Radio, a program designed to connect Palestinian political detainees in Israel with their families.
Health and environmental experts encourage United States President Barack Obama to advocate meatless days nationwide to conserve resources, mitigate climate change, and enhance the health of citizens.
Auditioning on the show Britain's Got Talent, Scottish villager and church volunteer Susan Boyle received a standing ovation from both judges and the audience with her moving rendition of I Dream a Dream.
A study by Britain's newspaper Independent on Sunday finds teens are the most likely of all age groups to volunteer, contributing tens of millions of pounds of work for projects around the country.
Sculptors from around the world have created 130 king and queen themed sand sculptures using 2,000 tons of sand on a beach, Le Touquet, France, which will be available to view until August.
Vegan basketball legend John Sally promotes the veg diet at two schools in Chicago, Illinois, USA by providing healthy, tasty veggie burgers.
The towns of Umm Qasr and Safwan in Iraq receive 6 water trucks and 8 tractors from the U.S. Army, which will be used to distribute water to local farms to assist with crop irrigation.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.